I want to read this one more time. The Bible said, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. And I want to focus this morning on better things. Amen. And I began to think about Wednesday night when Sister Sandra was talking about how that things had gotten better with Auburn. All week seemed like, even this morning when we come in the house of the Lord, I began to think about our desire to have better things. And, you know, and I was even down in Sunday school, after Sunday school, and I began to think about, even in our lives, before we get too far in the message, you know, usually when we're on our way trying to get to a place, we're trying to find the best route, Brother Mallory, and, or a better way. If there's a wreck going on, well, so I wonder if there's a better way around that or something like that. And, usually we want better shoes and we want better for our children. And if we're not happy on our job, we want a better job. Everybody wants things better. Amen. But I'd like to say this morning, there's nobody better than Jesus. Amen. I mean, that'd be the best place to start off this morning. The Bible said he is made lower than angels, yet he was much better than them. I've never had a better friend than Jesus. Nobody's going to care for you like Jesus does. Friend, I want you to know something. If Jesus is your Savior, it don't get any better than that. Amen. There's no need in looking any further, because Jesus is the best thing that God had to give us. Amen. I begin to think about all the different scriptures. The Bible began to talk about that we had better promises, amen, than the world has. There's two roads that leads to eternity, a narrow road and a broad road. And this is not my opinion a lot of times. Brother Mallory, somebody say, well, this cake tastes a little better than this one. And that could be my opinion. Well, I like this corn over here better than this one. And that's all designed, Brother Nick, by taste. Whether something's better or not, it depends on who's eating it. Amen. But according to the Word of God, the narrow path is better than the broad road. Amen. It leads to a better place. Amen. Thank be to God today. Things don't have to be as bad as they are. They can get better if we let the Lord take control of it. I thought about how many times that I've come to church and things wasn't just going just quite like I wanted. And I'm a man just like anybody else. Maybe my marriage wasn't going like I wanted it to, or my job, or my finances, or my car wasn't acting right, whatever it might be. But I'm going to tell you this, and I'll call this a better place. Amen. I don't know how many times I went to the altar and things got better. Amen. I've lost count how many times I've got up feeling better after I went and prayed. And one of the best things I ever did was the day I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. And things got better. And they've been better ever since. And the worst day with the Lord is better than the best day with the devil. Amen. Things can be better. Amen. I don't want to get off on this. I hope the Lord brought my mind so I do. I don't want to say it. We say it a lot of times. We'll say, well, things could be worse. Amen. We say that a lot, Brother Mallory. Amen. Maybe we need to start saying things could be a little better. Amen. If we pray more and do more of what we're supposed to do, I believe things could get better. When we pray and we're praying for somebody sick, I'm praying for things to get better. Amen. And thanks be to God, we got a physician. There's been times in my life that I prayed for people who are sick and things got better. Amen. Abraham, the Bible said he was looking for a better country. I don't think I'm ever going to forget the Sunday. Y'all heard it a bunch of times. When Toy walked out the door, and I was preaching on heaven, and she's come from another country. I think sometimes we forget how good this place is, the United States. I'm not preaching about the United States, but I'm thankful to be an American of the United States. And she come out the door, and I was preaching on how much better heaven is than this world. And she said, "You mean it's going to get better than this?" Amen. And I never have answered that. I want to answer this morning. I told you, yeah, it's going to get better. The food's going to be better. The singing's going to be better. The relationship is going to be better. Amen. No sin, no heartache, no death. Amen. Yes, it's going to get better. Thank be to God. Heaven's better than this world. Amen. Oh, Brother Jeff, how can you say that when the only way you can get to heaven is to die? Let me just say this. It's better to die in the Lord than to die without Him. Amen. It's better to be saved than to be lost. Amen. It's better to go to church than to not go to church. It's better to read your Bible than to not read your Bible. This way is better. Amen. Well, how can you say that? How can you say this is a better way? Because God said it was. Oh, I could go through all the places. He said that the law in one place, he said it was of no good. It couldn't get the job done. But then he said, then came along a better hope. Amen. I'm thankful that our hope, my hope is anchored in Jesus. And ain't nothing better than that. As Paul said, if I had hope in this life only, I'd live all men most miserable. My hope's not in this life. It's in Jesus. And thank God, when we get out of here, it'll be better. Amen. You know what the Bible said? Paul said, I'm torn between twigs, whether to go or whether to stay. I'm going to explain this the best way I can. I'm done. You know why he wanted to, why it was so hard to want to go and to stay? Most people want to stay. If we'll be honest, nobody in here today said, Lord, put me on the next stretcher in the next ambulance. I'm ready. We want to stay to our kids, our grandchildren. We want to stay here with our loved ones. Nobody wants to let go of this world. Amen. But Paul had realized that heaven was better than earth. And that he is ready to go. He said it was more needful for him to stay here and to go on. And let me just say this. Even though heaven's better, I don't mean God don't need you to stay here and work right here. Amen. We'll get there soon enough. Enjoy this side because we'll be in heaven forever. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. If you don't believe that this, what I'm preaching is better, that things can't get better, we're going to a better way, that God can't make things better, I'd just like to, I remember as a little boy, Brother Mallard wanted to say, I dare you. And another guy would go, I double dare you. And I remember as a little boy, we'd get down where we was making up stuff. Y'all heard it, I'd say, I double dog dare you. I ain't never understood what the dog is or the double in there meant. But usually nobody had nothing to say after that. I'd like to dare you. I'd like to challenge you. challenge you to try the Lord and see if he ain't better. If you don't believe me, try it. Why are you afraid to try it? I'll tell you why. You're wrong. If there's anybody in the house that ain't better off today than you was the day you got saved, go ahead and stand up. That's what I thought. Anybody in here better off today? You ain't better off today than you was before you got saved? Stand up. Anybody in here went to the altar and you left and you wasn't better off? Stand up. I'm done. Come get a verse of song. Nobody. Nobody can say it ain't better. This ain't the best way. I hope it don't come down to this. But when Job lost all of his children and he had a wife that wasn't even with him, he still felt like this was the better way. I'd rather travel on this road that I'm on. Not live for the Lord, not walk the better way. Amen. One writer said this, if you gain the whole world and you lost your soul, what have you gained? And all he said is this, you might be better off than me in finances and in a lot of other areas. And if you don't have the Lord, you're not better off. And you ain't going to the better place. This gonna be good. One of my favorite songs is this. In a better land, one that's not so far away. Oh, I'm gonna meet there one of these days. In a better land. Think about this. In this land, most of you's had to say bye to mom and daddy. Over there, nobody will ever say bye to their parents again. Over here, people's had to say bye to their kids. But over there, nobody will ever say bye to their kids again. On this side, we visit one another when we can in the church meeting to see people. Over there, we'll be together forever. Be no business. In that land, there ain't no prayer request. Because everybody be in better health. We'll have a body like it under the Son of God. And I like these as much as anybody, but I can't wait to get the marriage supper. You know what they said when Jesus made the wine over there, Brother Mountain? I believe it was grape juice. I believe like food. I'm not going to argue. It wasn't alcohol. He turned water to wine. Put on the pipes to make water clean, they're going to really find out what some clean tasting water tastes like. It's going to be better. I don't know what we're going to get to eat. Somebody might say, you're crazy, Brother Jeff. We ain't going to eat over there. I don't know so much about that. The Lord resurrected. He will eat some fish and some bones. Well, he is walking through walls. Well, the food was staying in him. It wasn't just going out. He was eating it. We're going to have a bite like it in the hands. about this country or the life that we're in and how it could be better. Think about this for a moment. I'm done. You think you'd be better off if nobody else ever got murdered? I know you would. What if nobody else ever had to go to prison? Brother Tony, nobody was turning the news on here about two little girls passing away. That never happened, and there wasn't a car wreck. Nobody ever come in church and said, I found out I got a tumor. No more cancer. Said, Stephanie Maggie falling off the horse and she passed away. Brother Tony was just tore up like he loves would be. He wanted to move. One of the best statements I ever heard anybody say. I believe it come, Lord, she said, Daddy, where are we going to move? Where nobody ever dies. Or you can just continue on like you're going. Things won't get no better here. You might not get to go to a better country. Now this message is not there, but I believe every person is saved in here. If you got things bothering you, you can pray and you can leave here today better off than you was when you come. But I do believe there's people here today that needs to be saved. Come and get saved. I know that my day would be better. I know the church would have a better day. But you know who would have the best day of it all? You. There'd never be a better day than the day you got saved. I want us to rise to our feet this morning. How about it? You want things to get better? While we sing, just want to bring your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. Come on this morning, Brother Nick, whatever verse the song's on your heart. How about it? Things can get better. I'm going to a better country, to a better land, to hear a better song. Singing, Brother Nick. How about it this morning? You want things to get better? While she plays softly, these finished praying. We might sing another verse here in just a second. You know what I was thinking about when sitting there singing? It says, on this rock I'll stand. I've heard little kids, Naomi, she collects rocks. And I've heard little kids have things before and they'd say, look at my rock. Well, let me show you mine. Mine's better. Let me show you my truck. My truck, well, it'll tilt back. Sirens go off. Mine's got lights, sound. But I like that verse in the Bible. I'll never forget this. A preacher that I used to listen to a lot, there's a rock and roll group come to town. They're going to set up a concert out in the field. He found out about it. He couldn't do nothing about it, Brother Matt. I mean, you can't just control the whole world. But he rented the field across from that other field. He scheduled a tent revival.